The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Alternative and holistic medicine has come into focus in the past few years as individuals seek to take more control over their health. Welcome to Lotus Radio, Nourishing Life, with your host, Jane Dabu. We'll bring you the information and empowerment that you need to have a balanced and holistic perspective in your own health decisions. Now, here is Jane Dabu.
Hi, welcome to Lotus Radio, Nourishing Life, and I'm your host, Jane Dabu. Today, you can email me at lotusradio@lahhc.com, or you could also reach me by clicking email the host button, and also check us out on our webpage at lotusacupunctureclinic.com, and we're also on Facebook at Lotus Acupuncture Clinic. You can also call me today if you have any questions or comments at 1-866-472-5792. Now, before we begin, I just wanted to dedicate the show in memory of Alan Gregory Vitug, who was like a brother to me growing up. And he was such a warm, compassionate, and lovely soul. I love you, Alan, and will miss you dearly. Now, today's show, we're going to be discussing the therapeutic benefits of manual lymphatic drainage with Eva Bergstaller. She's a board-certified massage therapist specializing in manual lymphatic drainage therapy. And in the United States, within the Medicare age population, the number of persons afflicted with lymphedema or at risk of developing it exceeds 6.8 million individuals. And this is a condition that's so often neglected or ignored by the medical community. Now, Eva Bergstaller, she was born and raised in Austria. Her first 22 years of healthcare was based on a common sense approach that included wholesome food, exercise, rest, sauna, massages, and herbal treatments. And after she immigrated to United States, she raised two boys and worked in business. Eva attended Fuller Massage School in Virginia Beach, and she's a board certified and licensed massage therapist here in Virginia. Eva expanded her massage base to include manual lymphatic drainage, decompression therapy, and matrix energetics. Eva has had intensive training at the Upledger Institute and the Vater Institute. She is a certified fitter for compression garments representing Juzo, Biocare, JoviPak, and has been instructed in the correct use of lymph pumps. And Eva has also been educated in Ayurvedic massage, massage cupping, color therapy, matrix energetics, and Tai Chi water exercises. Eva also teaches several workshops throughout the year, and she's happy to be in practice treating her clients with compassion, respect, and love. And I also want to say that I work alongside with Eva and we share a couple of cases together, and that is my privilege and honor to have you here with me on the show today, Eva. So welcome to Lotus Radio, Eva.
Well, thank you, Jane. I'm so happy to be here and talking to you.
Yeah.
About my favorite subject.
That's right, manual lymph drainage. Mm-hmm. Well, I thought maybe to begin, we could start with some foundational information. So for those people that don't understand what it is, maybe we could start with just what is the lymph system?
Sure. I can give you a little bit of an overview. The lymph system is basically our body's garbage removal system. Mm-hmm. It is composed of special components, and we will pick two to talk about right now, the lymphatic vessels and the lymph nodes. Tiny lymph vessels carry the germs and foreign particles and protein, dead cells and unhealthy ones. They carry them to the lymph nodes where they get trapped. All of us in our bodies have hundreds of lymph nodes scattered throughout the body. as a critical part of our immune system. Okay. Jane, do you remember the computer game Pac-Man?
Yes, of course I do.
Yeah. Okay, just imagine the lymph nodes as little Pac-Men who catch and chew up the debris as it comes their way. This network of nodes functions as a powerful filtration system to keep the insides of our bodies clean and healthy. It's like an internal cleaning crew that works 24/7 and continually spots debris and sweeps and mashes it up. Then lymph vessels from all parts of the body carry the lymph to an area which lies to the left and right of the neck, close to the collarbone, where it gets delivered back into the venous system, through which it is finally brought to the various organs for elimination. And the lymph flow itself is activated by the contraction of lymph vessels, by muscle movement, for instance, during exercise or just simple daily tasks like walking, physically working, and also by deep breath, by deep breathing. So a brisk walk in the park, exercise in the gym, bouncing on a trampoline, or just being physically active will help to take out your internal garbage.
Oh, yeah. So that will give people good reason to exercise, because when you're basically, I guess you could say, exercising, you're taking out the trash and stimulating your immune system at the same time then, huh?
Yes, and that's very interesting when people actually think of it that way.
Right. So now that we know what the lymph system is, because it is very important to us with our immune system, now how and where does manual lymph drainage come into place? What is manual lymph drainage exactly?
Okay. Manual lymph drainage, you can call it short MLD, and it is a specific gentle form of the manipulation of tissue.
Okay.
And it's done manually by therapist's hands. The strokes are following a specific protocol.
What do you mean by strokes?
When I put my hands on people and I manipulate their tissue, I stroke in the direction of the heart, just like it is done in massage.
Okay.
But it has to be in a specific way. I start very close to the clavicle, the what we call the main drain. And I clean out this main drain, and then I go further down the body and stroke again upwards in the direction of the drain. In other words, I unclog the drain first, and afterwards we work in the direction of the drain to push more of the fluid up there.
Okay. And so by doing that, that stimulates lymph flow.
Yes, it stimulates the lymph flow. And also MLD can find new routes for the lymph, which I touch upon that a little bit later to give an example of when we need new pathways. When the lymphatic load, now this is a very important sentence, when the lymphatic load exceeds the body's capacity to transport it, then we get congested and the lymph flow gets sluggish. It's sort of like on the highway when the traffic slows down to a trickle. We might call that rush hour congestion. When the highway becomes steadily and more permanently congested, we might eventually want to look for alternate routes. So once real damage has occurred to the lymphatic system and the lymph transport capacity is permanently diminished in the affected region, that region gets susceptible to lymphedema.
So, and lymphedema is the swelling in that area that you can see.
Yes, that you can see. Sometimes it's very noticeable, especially with people who have lymphedema in the legs. Sometimes you can see that their ankles are very swollen, or they even have dimples instead of ankles sticking out.
Right. Or when they wear socks and they take their socks off, and you can definitely see the...
Yeah, you see that all the time when people are on the table and they had just taken their sock off, and there's the indentation of the band that was the end of the sock.
Right. So you can easily press your finger in and it will just leave a mark, even if you just press it lightly. That's like hits in
and
there.
Yes. So severe lymphedema, you can test by... You can do the pitting test, which is you take your thumb and press down. And when the indentation stays, then you know for sure that it is lymphedema.
Right. So is that how you think they discovered manual lymph drainage? You know, like how did that happen? This is probably an old, you know, therapy.
How it is with all discoveries. You can't really tell exactly who and what came first. The first recorded historical discovery of the lymphatic system was documented, I believe, in 1622 by an Italian physician named Gaspard Arcelli. He referred to the findings of milky veins in a dog after digestion, but he was definitely talking about the lymph system. And a bit later, a Swede named Olaf Rudbeck, he declared that the lymphatic system was actually a complete system within the human body and compared it to the venous circulatory system. Then fast forward a bit to 1932 when Emil and Astrid Vader, they were working as massage therapists on the French Riviera, and they observed in their clients' necks swollen lymph nodes, and those coincided with chronic sinusitis in those clients. So at that time, treating the lymphatic system was really unthinkable for massage therapists, or for that matter, even for physicians. The general view was to ignore this system and to take no notice whatsoever. But Emil Vater nevertheless developed the first ever known lymphatic massage technique, and he called it MLD, manual lymphatic drainage. He later published his method, and MLD became recognized as an effective treatment for ailments relating to the lymphatic system. But then it was not until the late 1960s, which is very recent really, that a German doctor named Asdunk, together with Günther Wittlinger of the Dr. Vader School in Austria, they developed the special Vader MLD techniques that we use today.
So that's what you use, this particular technique, or are there different techniques of manual lymphatic?
Yes, there are different techniques. Aside from the Vada technique, several offshoots were developed, mainly as when research and the practical application gave us deeper understanding, the techniques were getting honed and refined. In the early 1980s, Professors Michael Fulde and Ethel Fulde, they were combining techniques and came up with a whole therapy package. They called it Complete Decongestive Therapy. So CDT was born. Similar work was being done and taught in Australia with a method developed by Casely Smith. And the Australians really are on the cutting edge of lymphedema therapy. They're still developing and they're still coming up with new stuff.
Wow. It seems like because the lymph system is, you know, such a huge system, you can come up with so many different techniques, you know, and
right.
I'm sure, you know, but listen, Eva, we're about to go to a break right now.
Okay.
So maybe we can continue this because I want to know more about some more techniques after the break. So you all are listening to Lotus Radio, and I'm your host, Jane Daboon. We're interviewing Eva Bergstahler today about manual lymphatic drainage, and we'll be right back. Thanks so much for joining us.
What's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America show or host? For the latest news, visit the iRadio blog at iradioblog.com.
Explore the power of natural healing with Howard Strauss. Join us each week for an informative program that'll help you learn effective healing methods using natural remedies. Howard's guests include top researchers, authors, and experts who will share their views on a variety of natural products and healing methods that really work. Tune in to The Power of Natural Healing with Howard Strauss, Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Make the most of your beautiful life. Listen to Ageless Living with Dr. Tong Li and co-host Kurt Wilhelm to gain tips on how to live healthier and happier, alleviate suffering, prevent disease, become more beautiful in body, mind, and fashion, and find peace, balance, and success in your life. Are you aware that every 3,500 calories that you eat above what you burn will put a pound of fat on your body? And running 1 mile only burns 200 calories? So portion size does matter, and migraines do have a cure. What is it? You'll have to tune in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Helping you make informed decisions for your life. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to Lotus Radio with host Jane Dabu. To reach our program today, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to lotusradio@lahhc.com. Now, back to the show.
Hi, welcome back to Lotus Radio Nourishing Life, and I'm your host, Jane Dabu. Please feel free to email us at lotusradio@lahhc.com. And you can also call in today at 1-866-472-5792. And right before break, we were just talking about different techniques of manual lymphatic drainage therapy, but we didn't get to finish that. So, Eva,
yes.
We were just talking about the Australians coming up with different techniques for manual lymph drainage.
Yes.
Are there any other techniques as well?
Yes, in fact, there are. In the 80s and 90s in America, Dr. Bruno Cicli, who is of French descent, created lymph drainage therapy. And
like
this is how he pronounced it.
Drainage.
And, yeah, lymph drainage therapy. And in short, it's called LDT. And in addition to basic LDT, he also introduced manual lymphatic mapping, which creates alternative pathways for lymph and the interstitial fluid. This is a safe and non-invasive technique, and it helps identify alternate pathways in lymphedema patients.
Okay, so when, which technique do you use?
Actually, I combine a technique from Vader because I trained in both Vader and Chickley's technique, and I also had the privilege to work alongside my mentor, Linda Clark, for 18 months, and I got to know I got to see a whole other world because I finally was working on people that had real problems, whereas in the school we just worked on each other. So
right.
I picked a little bit of stuff up from her. So it's kind of a smorgasbord.
Oh,
that I do.
Okay, and so if I was a new patient coming to you, would you say it's like going to get a massage, like how it feels like, what would one expect when they lay on the table?
Okay, so it is and it isn't like a massage. Yes, it isn't like a massage because it follows the directional principle of massage, which is stroking towards the heart. And no, it is not, because the strokes used in MLD are not based on the heavier or deep strokes like in massage, but they're more comprised of slow and light and deliberate movements. And the speed of MLD gets matched to the person's body own lymph rhythm. The hands of the practitioner stay firmly on the skin while the skin is gently being moved and stretched to its end feel. Try this. Grip your forearm firmly, then lighten the grip.
Okay.
And stretch the skin towards the elbow.
Okay.
When you cannot stretch the skin any further, that is called the end feel. And that is the basic of the MLD stroke.
Okay. But I'm not gripping my arm tightly.
No, you're not. That's why I said lighten the grip.
Lightly, you said.
Yes.
Lighten. That's right. You didn't say lighten the grip.
Yes.
And then you mentioned there's a lymph rhythm to everybody's bodies.
Yes.
So it's different.
It's different than our other system. It's different than the circulatory rhythm or the craniosacral rhythm. And a practitioner that first starts out may not exactly pick up the rhythm, but if they stay exactly with the procedure, they're going to be very effective. Once you have worked on people for a longer amount of time, sometimes, and I'm saying sometimes, not all the time, you can actually pick up and feel the rhythm of their system.
Yeah, you almost have to be very sensitive, very tactile.
You get sensitized towards it. Yes, if you do enough lymph drainage and if you kind of really sink into it and be intuitive too, then you can pick it up.
Yeah. Now, out of curiosity, now I'm a health practitioner too, and I kind of am drawn to certain things. I guess once you get into something, now for you, you begin as a massage therapist, but what drew you, like what made you go into specializing in manual lymph drainage? What drew you to that?
Okay. While you were in massage school, they introduced you to a lot of different therapies like polarity, hydrotherapy, aromatherapy, and so on. My goal was to become a really well-rounded therapist, so I continued to look for additional training after I finished my basic schooling. And I found several modalities that I wanted to really look at closer. I had already been instructed in Reiki, which is working on people's energetic fields. And now I wanted to add some more physical therapy.
That's right. Okay.
So one day, Emily Wells of Wells Therapeutic came to the school and gave a talk on the lymph system and how clients can benefit from it. And I was really taken with that. I was amazed on how such a gentle technique could be so effective. It really got my attention. So I signed up for my first VADA course, which is still taught every year at the Casey Riley School here in Virginia Beach. It turned out to be a very intense course.
Right.
Each day there's a certain amount of theory that you learn, and after that, all the students work on each other. About the third day into it, we all had developed very snarly personalities.
What's that?
Yeah, we came to realize then that we were detoxing big time.
Oh.
none of us actually had lymph problems to begin with. So here was my first look at how effective MLD is to just detoxify the body. So then later on, I attended Bruno Chicklis' workshops because I also wanted to learn and experience his particular method of lymph drainage.
Okay, so it's not necessarily if you have to wait till you have swelling to come see you. I mean, this is just generally also for wonderful detoxification, and especially if people have sluggish lymphs, and you may never know if you have a sluggish lymph system.
Exactly. You may just feel a little off or under the weather, or it's pretty much all related to how well you had taken out your garbage.
Right. And I guess we won't know until we get a manual lymph drainage session with you, right? But what, for, I guess, the listeners out there, what would be the typical signs and symptoms of people who do need MLD? We were just talking, you know, it's great for detoxification,
yeah,
you know, but what about other things too?
Okay, so what we could do is first look at the causes of lymphedema to be able to turn into the signs and symptoms. We have actually two primary causes of lymphedema. The first one is primary lymphedema, and we have secondary lymphedema. The primary lymphedema develops as a consequence of some congenital or from a hereditary condition, where various conditions can exist, and to just name one, for instance, one can have a reduced number of lymphatic collectors and or the existing lymph vessels have decreased diameters.
Okay.
But significantly more common than primary lymphedema is secondary lymphedema. It is caused by insufficient lymph flow due to a variety of reasons. We can have it through surgery, radiation, any kind of trauma, some infection, a blockage, chronic venous insufficiency, immobility when somebody is obese, and more.
Okay, and even if someone just has the flu, even.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Every time our system becomes bogged down and sluggish, that's when we have secondary symptoms come up. Not necessarily lymphedema yet, because
right,
lymphedema only really is diagnosed once it becomes a chronic condition.
Got okay? it. So we just have about two more minutes, but what okay. other, what else would be
okay,
another
so for instance,
condition?
Yeah, for instance, women who undergo surgery for breast cancer, they could be fine, and one day all of a sudden they could wake up with a swollen arm, and most mm-hmm. of them won't know why, because the system is taxed and maybe is getting to the brink of being broken in that part of the body.
Mm.
Some come in with edema in the legs. They come in with flu-like symptoms. They are nauseous, have chills, complain of general unwellness. And all of it is because we have not been able to take out the garbage in a timely manner.
Right, right. What would be the most common that you see? Like, I'm assuming maybe edema in the legs or something?
Yes,
maybe?
In my case, it is edema in the legs. And I would also say people that had mastectomies, women that had mastectomies at an earlier time, they were more prone to getting lymphedema because the medical profession didn't quite understand it yet, what the outcome would be years after a mastectomy. So now we have lymphatic mapping and a more gentle approach and not those radical mastectomies anymore. So that has decreased a little bit, but lymphedema in the legs is really, I see it very often.
Okay. Well, we are going to go to another break, and you are listening to Lotus Radio, Nourishing Life, and I'm your host, Jane DeBoo, and we're talking with Eva Bergstaller today about the therapeutic benefits of manual lymphatic drainage, and we'll continue this conversation after these messages.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Nine different energy systems make up the energy body. Energy is all around us and connects us. Energy exerts a major control over our biology and is a big reason why you should be tuning in to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Deatley. We'll explore energy balance techniques, tips, and patterns to keep your flow of energy optimal to maintain maximal health. By adopting these techniques, you will keep your energy body and physical body in harmony. Listen for Energy Medicine and Optimal Health, Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, on Voice America Health and Wellness.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network wherever you go. In addition to listening live, you can check out information about your favorite talk show hosts, discover new talk show personalities, add shows to your list of favorites, and listen to all our show archives on demand. All from your iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market, and get ready to tune in. The Voice America mobile app, powered by Aircast.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN. You are listening to Lotus Radio with host Jane Dabu. To reach our program today, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to lotusradio@lahhc.com. Now, back to the show.
Hi, welcome back from break. This is Lotus Radio Nourishing Life, and I'm your host, Jane Dabu. Please email us today if you have any questions at lotusradio@lahhc.com, and you can call in today at 1-866-472-5792. Now, we were talking with Eva Bergstaller about the therapeutic benefits of manual lymphatic drainage, and we were just discussing some conditions that people may have that could benefit from manual lymphatic drainage. So, Eva, I'll let you continue what you were saying before the break. What conditions could MLD help with also?
Okay. I want to go and add a little bit on to the cancer talk we had before with the women with breast cancer. When you get radiation, radiation will create a barrier to normal lymphatic flow because it burns the area and destroys tissue all around it, including the lymph vessels.
Right.
So these people can really benefit from it. Also, it is very helpful for a variety of other reasons. Skin conditions, headaches, migraines, sinus problems, allergies, congestion around the ear, recurring throat infections, sluggish digestion, stagnation in various parts of the body, and certain arthritic conditions. And I'm sure the list could go on and on.
Right.
So MLD also helps to clean out lung tissue after somebody stops smoking.
Ooh, that's really good for those of you out there who have just quit smoking.
Yes.
You definitely need to go get an MLD session so you can
definitely will help and speed up the process.
That's right. And I do have to vouch for her therapy too, because 1 year I got sick and I had some major congestion around the ear and also the nasal, just my sinus was so bad. And I remember just one session with you, one session, and all of it was gone. You know, it was amazing. It was such a relaxing and amazing experience. And you can feel everything just drain out of you, you know, which because you have that sinus headache and everything. So it was a wonderful, wonderful session, Eva.
Good.
So
thank you. Okay. You're so welcome.
Now that people know, do you think any contraindications that someone should not receive manual lymph drainage?
Yeah. And that is really a really good question. The current non-treatment policies are constantly being revised as we learn more about treatments of cancer through research. So the boundaries shift. Mm. Most schools teach very conservatively and want to err on the side of caution. They suggest, for instance, lymphoma patients should not receive MLD because that's cancer of the lymph.
Right.
Because the cancer cells present in the lymph fluid could spread to other parts of the body. Then MLD during pregnancy, well, the jury is still out on that. So sometimes those are real judgment calls, depending on the whole history and the severity of fluid retention. When I see somebody with a heart condition, shortness of breath, and excessive fluid retention, I usually ask that they bring me a prescription from their physician for MLD, because I simply do not have the capacity to test what the patient's condition all may involve. In the case of congestive heart failure, where the heart is already working very hard to pump the blood throughout the body, and the fluid retention shows that the venous system cannot uptake any more fluid volume, then it means if the therapist would push more fluid in the direction of the circulatory system, the heart would even get more taxed. So MLD could make the client feel much worse.
That's very important to note.
Yes.
So,
Also, if the area of concern on a person shows symptoms of inflammation or even infection, my advice to the client would be to seek medical attention as soon as possible. Because sometimes if the lymph flow comes to a screeching slowdown, infections develop, and the client could end up with cellulitis in the limb, which is painful and also dangerous. Those people need antibiotics, ASAP, and medical intervention, and get their limb healthy before coming back to me for lymph drainage.
Okay, so we need to watch out with people who have lymphoma, people who are pregnant,
yes.
Heart conditions, congestive heart failure, and inflammation,
definitely,
infection.
Definitely in the case of cellulitis.
Cellulitis, for sure. And also, obviously, people with possibly kidney issues, do you think?
Yes, that's another area.
Yeah. So,
and like I said, it really is up to the individual. That's why I like to work hand in glove if I have really hard cases, work hand in glove with their physicians.
Right. Exactly. Now, if someone needs manual lymph drainage, you know, for the conditions we were talking about before, how do they go about finding someone, you know, with the right credentials? How do you know
who
to pick? Because that's, I think, really important, you know.
Yeah. Nowadays, there are many more lymph drainage therapists than back when I learned how to do it. Potential clients can check with various local schools and also online with education institutions that offer continuing education so they can find competent therapists. The various schools actually will have, most of them will have a page on their website dedicated to find a qualified therapist. And sometimes they even list the extent of the schooling. But most people really, they find us through one of our existing clients, or they hear about us from chiropractors, massage therapists, acupuncturists, physical therapists, and some get referred by their personal physicians. And there are several websites with extensive information that you can Google.
Right. And if you have some of those, maybe you could share them with me. Or if anybody out there who's listening has any questions, you know, then you could email us at lotusradio@lahhc.com. And I can also forward those links and also put them on our website as well.
That would be great. And I would be happy to go and answer any and all questions.
Right. So when someone has some of these conditions and they can receive manual lymph drainage, how often, what's the frequency that one should receive MLD? Because this isn't something you just one and done, you know, like with what I had an issue with, but someone who has a chronic issue, how often should they come in?
Yeah, it really depends a lot on the underlying condition and also the mobility of the client, as well as the amount of self-care a client can engage in. So if you treat someone with a long-standing case of lymphedema where, for instance, an affected limb is much larger than the unaffected one, in general, I would look at the lifestyle of the client, if he or she exercises or does self-care. To engage MLD twice a month would be sufficient for those people doing or using self-care. Whereas someone not able to do that, I would suggest to them to get a weekly session. then if I see a client with an enlarged limb for the first time, I could possibly do an intensive, seeing them, for instance, 3 times a week for 2 weeks to get the swelling down significantly. And then I could order them some compression garments and proceed with a slower MLD schedule.
Right. And when you are saying self-care, you're saying people could do...
Yes, they can learn the strokes. And as far as I'm concerned, whenever somebody comes, and I give you just an example, with a sinus condition, I will go and treat them. But at the same time, I will tell them to pay attention what I'm doing. And at the end of that hour that I treat them, they have learned some of the strokes, the most vital strokes, to go and administer themselves.
Okay. So what else could people be doing manual lymph drainage with in conjunction with too?
In your clinic, all the clients who are undergoing the nutritional response therapy, they have all been encouraged to receive MLD at least twice during the protocol. That means getting a full body session that functions as a detox treatment. So they undergo certain changes of diet and sometimes even lifestyles. And so it really becomes important for them to sweep out their house, their bodies, and their perceptions to rid them of long-standing impurities and to take out the garbage once again.
That's right. So, and for those of you, we offer a service called Nutritional Response Therapy Protocol that is an intensive program for people who want to change their lifestyle and get to the causes of what's, you know, going on in their body. And I really highly recommend that they, in addition to cleaning up their bodies, they definitely do manual lymph drainage, and people feel a lot better, you know, after they see Eva. So, and it's ongoing therapy. So that's when we get to work together, which is wonderful. Now, Eva, what other things do you think should be done in conjunction with manual lymphatic drainage?
Well, once the lymphedema becomes part of a person's lifestyle, a whole protocol should be established. We not only advocate regular MLD, but also look at the diet and lifestyle. We already mentioned your NRT program, and it's also important for those clients to take care of their skin properly. When the lymph flow is impaired, the internal garbage piles up and contaminates the affected areas, and then the nutrition can't get to the cells as fast and easily. So great care should be taken to keep the skin healthy.
Right.
Aside from diet and skin care, movement is hugely beneficial since it powers the lymph transport.
Okay.
Some localities even offer dance workouts designed especially for the lymph client. And here in town, the YMCA, several YMCAs offer classes in Tai Chi, which is a gentle water-based exercise that enhances the lymph flow. It clears up stiffness in joints and has a soothing meditative quality to it. And you don't have to be able to swim. It's just done in shoulder high water.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And one really important part is drinking sufficient amounts of water is also vital for lymphedema clients. The tissues receive fluid, which in turn helps transport and wash all the impurities out of the body.
Ah, that's really important too. I noticed that with some patients too. They think it's counterintuitive. They have so much swelling, they don't want to drink water, but actually it helps to flush them out. So they should drink water.
Yes, right? They should.
Right. Well, we're at another break right now. So you all are listening to Lotus Radio, Nourishing Life, and we're interviewing Eva Bergstaller today. And I want to thank you all for joining us. And we'll be right back and we'll continue on after these messages.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
Can Chinese medicine and Western medicine go hand in hand when you are seeking treatment or a path to better health?
Absolutely. Listen each week for Sticking to the Point, Natural Medicine Radio with host Cheryl Hongzermeyer.
We'll explain Chinese medicine, including acupuncture, in easy-to-learn ways. We'll even spotlight certain conditions that don't have any diagnosis in the field of Western medicine.
Be sure to tune in every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Find the healer within you. Listen for Chella's Chat with host Chella Zappia. Does your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual life seem out of balance? Often this lopsided outlook is what drives depression, and that can lead to illness and other problems in your life. Chella's Chat is a discussion program featuring guest experts plus your input. All together, we'll help you understand that there is hope. Tune in to Chella's Chat every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Looking for exciting video content live and on demand? Visit www.voiceamerica.tv for exclusive content you just can't find anywhere else. That's voiceamerica.tv. Tune in now.
You are listening to Lotus Radio with host Jane Dabu. To reach our program today, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to lotusradio@lahhc.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome to Lotus Radio Nourishing Life, and I'm your host, Jane Dabu. Welcome back. We're talking with Eva Bergstahler today about the therapeutic benefits of manual lymphatic drainage, and I wanted to ask you some more questions because this is a real important part that I heard that compression garments, they can also be used in conjunction with MLD. Maybe you can explain to the folks like what a compression garment is and all that.
Sure. Let's say the lymph system is broken in any given body part, like for instance in a limb. The client needs to wear a compression garment. These garments have the job of preventing excess lymph pooling in the limbs. There are several types of garments available from a variety of companies. Basically, we have day compression and night compression garments. They come in different sizes, colors, densities, compression classes, and fabric choices. Some garments can be bought off the shelf, and others need to be tailored and measured to the client's need. At some point in their lymphedema journey, clients can also look into purchasing a lymph pump. There are several pumps on the market, with one in particular that I could recommend for home use.
Okay, so people can buy them off the shelves, or, I mean, even better yet, it would be good to get a fitting.
It depends. It depends on the size of the limb. Sometimes people have really big bulges, let's say, in the arm at the elbow, and that would not fit into a standard garment size. So we have to measure them, and they have to be tailor-made.
And this is something you definitely consult with your clients sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then also the lymph pump as well, you also consult with them and help.
I have one pump that I use in my practice, mm-hmm. and I have one particular pump that is really great for home use. So if anybody's interested, call me.
All right. They can definitely call you. And then what about, do you think insurance could cover some of this possibly?
Insurance is fickle. Some people, it depends on what kind of insurance they have. Some insurances are more willing than others to either pay for the pumps or the garments or whatever the people need. And some, they don't even want to touch it. They are saying, nope, this is alternative. We're not doing it.
Right.
So it really is very it depends on the person's insurance and their perseverance of how long they want to go and fight with the insurance.
Right. So it really depends.
Yeah.
And now I wanted to get to this because this is important for mothers out there. What about mm-hmm. children? Can they also receive manual lymphatic drainage?
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Children can receive MLD. It is gentle and it's beneficial for them if they need it. They're just little people.
Right. And probably goes faster because, you know, they don't have a lot of garbage.
Probably
yes. Adults. Depends, yeah. I guess. Always depends. Yes. And obviously sports injuries are also good for
We can drainage. Also do something with sports injuries. Of course, like, you know, the first step of treating sports injuries is the RICE treatment. Mm-hmm. The R stands for rest, the I for ice, the C for compression, the E for elevation. After we determine that nothing is broken, we can speed up the recovery with MLD.
Right. So it's really great when people do have, not great, but when they do have an injury, we could tag team you and I when yes. I do the acupuncture, and then you
yes,
can
you
help.
Yes, you can needle them and I could,
wonderful.
I
that's
could
right.
stroke them nicely sure. afterwards.
Right. And you do speed up the recovery quite yes. a bit, and definitely before and after surgeries as well, right?
Oh, most definitely. Before surgery, you actually can rid the body of the accumulated toxins through the MLD, and then also prepare it for the trauma by enhancing it with good nutrition.
That's right.
And after surgery, it really depends on the nature of the surgery. One can start very light MLD to expedite the healing process and to actually treat the scars early to prevent adhesions from forming.
Right, and that's really important, where you and I have worked a lot with people on surgeries, and I've seen such a huge difference when their medical doctor says, oh, you have 8 weeks, but we can speed that up, and it's not the 8 weeks. Between you and I, we can get people yes. going faster after yes. post-surgery recovery. It's so important. I really, yes. really do believe it's important. Now, I know some people out there might want to hear some case studies of possible.
Oh, okay.
Have some clients you may have helped in the past. So we have about, you know, a couple minutes here. But
okay,
if you don't mind sharing some of those.
No, no, I don't mind
people.
Sharing.
Yeah,
I want to tell you, when I first graduated from the MLD program, one lady client stands out in particular. I was working at a chiropractic office, and Dr. John White, the chiropractor, asked me to take a look at her and see if something could be done for her. Her name was Carol. She had had a radical bilateral mastectomy years before I met her. She had advanced COPD, was constantly on oxygen, and really not in good health. However, her sense of humor bowled me over every time she came for a session, and we really hit it off. She let me do whatever I saw fit, so she was very instrumental in my MLD learning curve. Mm. Since her mastectomy, she continuously retained a substantial amount of fluid in both in her upper body and even more so in her legs. So working on her for an hour also meant for her to use the bathroom before, during, and after the session.
I bet.
I never did weigh her, but both of us knew that her body got rid of a substantial amount of fluid at every session. She kept coming back week after week.
Oh, that's wonderful. And yeah. So definitely you're going to be using the restroom because you're helping to get
yes,
rid of all the fluid.
Yeah, okay.
That's right. Yeah. Then I had any other ones? Yeah.
Yes, I had. Because you asked before about children, I had a young lady. Actually, she started coming to my predecessor, and I was working alongside Linda Clark for 18 months, like I had told you before. Mm-hmm. And she had this young 14-year-old client who had sustained an injury to her upper inner thigh area in gym class. So after her leg got progressively worse and she had exhausted the Western medical possibilities of fixing the problem, her mother heard about Linda Clark's clinic. The girl's physician thought it was worth a try to see Linda because, short of amputating her leg, he had no more suggestions.
Oh my goodness, amputating yes. her leg? Wow.
Yes, it was this bad. So this girl came to Linda, and Linda started with MLD twice a day, and then worked on the girl diligently every day for several weeks, including sending her home with bandages and compression garments. She also instructed her mother to administer simple MLD movements and apply the bandages. Now, although her leg still needs daily care, This young girl is now 27 years old and healthy. She became a therapist herself and learned to take care of her leg every day with MLD. She also wears day and night compression garments.
Oh, that's a wonderful story. Yeah, she didn't get her leg amputated, thank God.
That's wonderful.
Now, we have about 2 minutes left. Do you have any shorter, maybe cases
I have, you might
want to share?
I have.
Or maybe a 1 minute left. So
I have Lady Lori. She was a health practitioner, and she had contracted hepatitis C several years ago from a blood transfusion. And her liver was affected big time and progressively taxed more and more. She was very diligent in taking care of herself. She received treatments by her physician with Western medical drugs and came regularly for MLD, which she said definitely helped her overall feeling of well-being.
Right. Now, so that's important. Hepatitis C. Wow, Eva. So I'm sure we could go on and talk about more and more cases. Maybe we'll have to just have a hour just talking about cases, because I'm sure people are interested in hearing the real world and real in clinic stuff, you know?
Yeah, makes always a big difference.
Definitely, definitely. Well, we're out of time. And Eva, I want to thank you so much for being our guest today on Lotus Radio. And it was so great to have you.
It was really great to be with you.
Yeah, it was fun. So I want to thank you all for joining us to listening to Eva Bergstaller today, Lotus Radio, Empowering, Enlightening, and Nourishing Lives. And I'm your host, Jane Dabu. If you have any questions today about today's program, email us at lotusradio@lahhc.com. And please be sure to check out our webpage at lotusacupuncturclinic.com. And we're also on Facebook at Lotus Acupuncture Clinic. Now, thank you so much, and you all have a wonderful day.
Thank you for joining us this week. Lotus Radio with Jane Dabu can be heard every Thursday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Until next week, make the right choices to live a better and healthier life.